Hello and welcome to Creation Speaks. My name is Sean. I'm glad that you could join me today. I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the work that you do. We can spend a lot of time trying to figure out our mission and purpose and calling. And I think in some ways we could get stuck, or maybe we don't like the situation that we're in today. And so we're looking out into the future for something that's going to come along and deliver us from that. Well, that's a wrong way of looking at life and looking at our issues and problems. The scriptures teach us to bring our requests to the Lord. And we're told that it's the Lord who directs our steps. It's the Lord that provides. It's the Lord that promotes. So instead of looking to a career or a calling or a purpose for fulfillment, we're looking to the Lord, putting our eyes, taking our eyes off our current situation and putting them and bringing our requests, our needs to Him, because He's the one that meets our needs. Now, Paul, in writing a letter to the Colossians in chapter 3, verse 23 and 24, says, "And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of your inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." So whatever you do, what do you have to do today? I mean, that's what it really comes down to. Yes, it's okay to plan and dream and do things to enhance your career, whether it be going to school, studying your line of work to become more knowledgeable in it. But today is what we have. It's kind of like worry. We can let worry, something in the future, impact our day-to-day, and that happens to me. You know, I'll be thinking about all the work that needs to be done on a future day or tasks that needs to be done that I'm not really excited about. And it kind of puts a damper on my day to day. And I think the Lord wants to change that. He's working in us he's teaching me to realize that He's going to give me everything I need for what is in the future. But what He's giving me life and energy for today is what I have today, not something in the future. So whatever you do, what do you have to do today? Well, Paul tells us to do it heartily. Do it with all your heart. Don't just do it half-heartedly. Don't just do it to be seen by man and get a pat on your back, great job. No, he says to do it as unto the Lord. Whatever you find yourself doing today, take that and do it like you're presenting it to God, God Himself. And Paul says that, hey, we're going to receive a reward. We will receive a reward for the works that we're doing. We have an inheritance as Christians, reserved and waiting for us. We're kind of in this in-between place. Yes, we're saved and we're new creations, but it hasn't fully been completed as far as, yes, salvation's fully completed, but one day we will receive the fullness. We will be transformed. We'll receive the new body. So today, whatever's in your hand, you know, don't spend so much time trying to figure out life, because that can paralyze and that can stump you up. But what have you been given today? Take what has been given today with the attitude of thanksgiving, knowing that, okay, I want to do this, God. Help me to do this unto you. I'm not real thrilled about it, but God, change my heart. Help me to do it as unto you and to do it with gladness and thankfulness. Bring those requests, bring those needs to Him. Seek first the kingdom of heaven. Don't seek something to deliver you from your current situation or whatever you find yourself, looking for something else that's going to be the answer to all your needs. No, it's the Lord who's the answer to all your needs. And he's teaching you today. He's walking with you today. And you can experience him today. So whatever you do, do what you're doing as unto the Lord. And I'll kind of close off with another verse that I, as I was kind of going through this, thought was kind of interesting. And it's in Paul writing to the Corinthians, where he writes to the Corinthians to stay, to remain in the calling with which they were called. And there's some wisdom there. And that doesn't mean that we don't have other purposes that we do in life. But today, don't be seeking to get out of the place that you're at. You know, bring it to the Lord. You know, maybe you don't really enjoy where you're at. Yes, bring it to the Lord and pray about it. But also have a sense of contentment with where you're at. Okay, God, you have me here. Help me to do this today with all my heart as unto you. And seek first the kingdom instead of seeking first the relief from whatever it is, situation or job that maybe you don't like or whatever. And see that God has given you everything that you need today. So I hope that encourages you. I would encourage you to go into those verses and dig in. Lord has so much for us, and he wants to be our source of everything, and he does have a plan, and he is leading your life. There's plenty of verses about trusting in the Lord with all your heart, not leaning on your understanding. And really, it can free you, because instead of, man, I got to figure this out, I got to get out from this, I want to get over here, instead of stressing about that, bring it to the Lord, knowing, God, you're in control. And you can get me to wherever it is that you want. So help me today to work with what you've given me today. And entrusting that future result, whatever it might be, to the Lord. Well, I hope that encourages you. May you be blessed. Seek the Lord today. Bring those things to the Lord. Pray about it. And dig into the Word yourself. Be blessed.